Whenever you're ready.
Rochelle. All right. When do you want me to say it now? Mm-hmm. Okay. This is Electric Sisterhood podcast episode number 291. It's all about me.
Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking
girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I'm Handalicious.
And it's Mom's Day.
We're not moms.
We're not moms. Yes. I'm nobody's mom. I am nobody's mom.
I am mom's mom. I act like her mom sometimes.
I sometimes act like your mom.
Yeah, so I get
it. That fits because I'm your older sister, so I kind of have like a nurturing thing sometimes. I said sometimes. Don't make that face. You do it to me sometimes.
Hell yeah.
And you're my younger sister.
I know. So sometimes you need policing.
Sometimes I do need policing. Sometimes you need policing.
Sometimes I need policing.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know who polices us most? Our mom.
Our mom.
And so, once again, it's time for our annual Mom's Day episode, where we feature all kinds of clips and bits and whatnot, where our mom has accidentally... or, as I like to put it, accidentally on purpose, made appearances on our podcast. Just being mom.
Doing what moms do best. Annoy the fuck out of me.
Just jumping in the shit they have no business being in.
It's like, who said you were allowed to speak to me?
You know, right, it's like when parents text the website.
Oh.
It's like when Esh Mom joins the podcast.
I wish we could just make her legit.
Dude. I've already pitched that show. She won't jump on it. I mean, what do you want me to do?
Lure there with biscuits. Ooh, there's a biscuit. Ooh, there's a biscuit.
No, I'd have to do it with, like, Danish. She is partial to the Danish, to the sweets.
Oh, no, I want Danishes. Anyway.
Anyway. Anywho. Anyhow. We've got all kinds of stuff to share featuring our mom. Like, for instance, a big milestone. Okay, that we've made mention of, much to her unhappiness, on the show most of this year, where we note for people that our mom turned 60 this year. She's getting up there. Nope. Now don't get it twisted. Okay, our mom is a foxy 60. You wouldn't think 60 just looking at mom.
I would think 57.
You're a bitch.
I know.
You're mean. I would say like 51, 52.
No. She tries.
When she colors her hair.
When? With a crayon.
Oh, I love you, Mom. I am so making sure she listens to this episode. I'm going to load it up on her phone for her.
Oh, I love our mom.
But she did turn 60 this year, and we made note of that in a few clips. Take a listen.
Now, you know what else is dropping in the lovely month of October?
A deuce? No, what?
Esh Mom's B-Day, man.
I know.
The big 6-0.
Ah! You put her on blast.
Yes, I did.
That was Pandalicious saying that, by the way.
She doesn't listen to the show.
I know, but she might accidentally have it loaded on her phone.
No. No, she won't. Don't you dare.
But yeah, Esh Mom's big birthday.
And Esh Aunt, since they're twins.
Yeah, big birthday. We're gonna have to do something awesome.
If you divide them in half, they're both 30.
I think I'm gonna get her own Crunchyroll subscription.
Yeah, you need to do that.
Because she's eating up K-dramas on mine. I keep getting emails from Crunchyroll like, you just got a new thing. I'm like, oh, I got a new
badge. I hate that my recently watched and all of my referrals now on Netflix are something Korean.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
Esh Mom.
But I'm like, or recently watched, I'm like, I have not watched Boys Over the Flowers in the last 2 weeks.
But Esh Mom has.
Esh Mom has been.
Because Esh Mom is...
a fangirl now.
Dude, now you know where you get it from. Now you know where it comes from.
We just needed something to
to bring it out, and we finally found
it. Act it out, and here it is, Koreans. But Ash Mom is 60 now.
You just won't let that go.
Oh,
like,
no.
You know that eventually I will, in fact, make a clip show.
Yep.
And you know
there'll be a whole segment. 60, 60, 60. Esh Mom, Esh Mom, Esh Mom.
Okay, and literally I'm going to be like, now, Mom, I want you to recognize you will not hear my voice for this entire...
Disclaimer, Ninja Sister will not be in the following clips.
For the next 3.5 minutes, this is all Pandalicious.
Yep.
And then I'm going to hit the play button.
Yep.
I'm going to walk out of the room.
Yep. And then you'll hear the snap of a neck.
Exactly.
And my life will cease.
But you know what?
Be.
I'm going
to
throw you an amazing funeral. It's going to be like New Orleans style. So there'll be like a parade.
Oh my God. Everyone has to have parcels and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be fantastic.
Parcels and packages.
It'll be like
that'll
a who's
be the
who of the New England area.
There's like, that means like 3 people.
Okay. I mean, we'll have.
And I'm dead.
Dude,
so that's really
dude,
just two.
We'll have trannies, fidgets. Whoa. Those are midgets covered in fudge.
Fidgets. Can we dye the doves blue?
No, we can't dye the doves blue. They'll die.
Mom is so fucking lazy.
She, dude. So, whenever she gives you shit, be like, look, this is where I get it from, alright?
I get it from my mama.
That motherfucker's birthday was 2 days ago.
I know.
We didn't get him no cupcakes.
Nope. He has cookies still.
And that doesn't matter. Those are from his girlfriend. He didn't get shit all from us. Even though she doesn't go there, he gave Mom a card with an Old Navy gift card in it. On her
birthday. I know, Mom's
birthday.
Like, I think he likes Old Navy. I'm like, Mom, you can't re-gift.
You can't re-gift him the gift he gave you. That's just low, man. You can't be doing that shit. Okay, so maybe it was more than a few clips.
No, really? It's like my punchline to every other joke on every other show.
I'm not saying that my mom is a senior citizen, but what I am saying is that
we're going to Showcase Cinema on Wednesday for senior night.
I'm just saying, she get 30% off of her meals most places on Wednesday.
Half of her magazines are from AARP.
Oh, snap.
Well, that's because Oprah stopped doing her magazine.
Oprah didn't stop doing her
magazine. Mom stopped subscribing.
There you go. Oprah still puts out a magazine. Mom just doesn't get it anymore.
Nope.
All right, so next up, we've talked about this like
I know I have.
It showed up in videos. I know I've tweeted about it.
Bitch be fucking up my bandwidth with this shit.
She did. Esh Mom.
And the sad thing is, I am K0 for that.
You really are. You're the gateway drug for this one because it was you who introduced.
I was Baldur's Gate.
You were. So Esh Mom has developed a new hobby. It is a digital hobby, which we've made reference to quite a few times. Because
she be fucking up my bandwidth.
She did. She fucked up the bandwidth so much that I had to get my own connection. We're in the same house. But she ate up so much damn bandwidth.
And you'd think that I'd be the one who ate the bandwidth.
You'd think I'd be the one who ate the bandwidth.
You got like 16 computers down here.
I have like 16 computers plus game consoles. You'd think that I would be the one killing the bandwidth. But no.
It's because she doesn't shut off the apps and shit. She leaves it streaming all day long. Even
she
if
does.
She's not
she
watching
streaming,
it.
Even when she's not watching
so
it.
So I shut it off and then she's
and
like.
And she streams it in high def. Full screen is what we're getting at. Esh Mom has become addicted to streaming media, specifically
K-dramas.
K-dramas on Drama
Fever.
Drama Fever, I both love and hate you. You have become Esh Mom's World of Warcraft.
Esh Mom follows Drama Fever on her Twitter. She made me find it.
Are you serious?
And I follow it now too, but obviously it's far more painstaking to get it. It's like, yeah, find it and let me know when they update stuff.
I can't even. So here's our collection of K-drama, Korean drama message.
K-drama, mama drama.
See, I thought that Code Geass was great.
How long was that?
I think it's only 26.
So, I mean, and if it can be done in 26, then so be it. If you haven't enriched enough story.
Because there's no filler. It's just straight story from beginning to end. It's one of the ones that Esh Mom likes because it's straight story. And she will watch it dubbed. That's the thing right there for anime. If Esh Mom will watch it subbed, not dubbed,
Yeah, because
So. If she'll come back and say, okay, it's time to put on my anime, and it's a subbed one, then the story's good enough that she actually
is willing to read the screen. Yeah,
and that doesn't happen very often. I think the last one that happened with was Chevalier Dayan, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. I had to randomly go back to scenes though on that every once in a while with her because she's like, I didn't catch all those words. I'm like. I'm like, look at the picture, Mom. I'm like, we see homunculi, I see a sword swinging. Obviously, they're kind of fighting, so, I mean, there really isn't a lot of talking. There's probably a lot of grunts.
Did you have to explain the skull thing to her? I was just wondering.
And then she was like, why is he wearing a dress and acting like, I'm like, oh, Mom. It's like, well, he's not really acting. He's actually kind of two different people. In the same vest.
It's very simple. His sister possesses him every once in a while.
Wow.
Because she has some unfinished business. It's very simple.
Yeah, but at the very end of that series, though, where he decides he's going to live his life as her, then it's just him wanting to be a girl. Him feeling more comfortable in a feminine skin than, you know, granted, his whole life as, you know... Him didn't end off really well.
It didn't really work.
So why not get married, pop out a couple of... Well, not necessarily,
pop any kids.
But still.
Right.
God, Mama.
Huh?
You can't hear that?
Oh, yeah. I can kind of hear it. It's really muffled because of these things, but I can hear the bass.
I wish I'd never introduced her to Netflix. Or if I did, not through my Xbox. I need to get that on the iPad.
You need to get it on the iPad. I'll leave the cable here, and that would actually be easier for her to navigate the episodes.
God. And then she could leave my Xbox alone, especially because when Gears drops, she ain't going to get no time with it.
Yeah, I know. So you really need to...
No!
So you really need to put the Netflix on the iPad.
Help me do that before you leave today.
Yeah. All right. When we finish here, we'll get your computer set up, and then we'll put the Netflix on her iPad.
Okay.
Because then you just have to log in with your ID, and then boom.
Awesome.
Then what you can do is you can add... the K-dramas that she wants to watch to your instant queue.
Well, I gotta find them first.
Right, but that way, as you find stuff, you can just put it on the instant queue and be like Mom, here's where you go to find new stuff to watch.
Yeah. Okay. No, it upset my whole flow. Granted, I only got to watch half of it thanks to Eshmom and her K-dramas on fucking Thanksgiving.
I'm this close to actually creating Save the Drama for your mama and making her do K-drama reviews. I'm this close.
She wouldn't know how to say half the... She doesn't know how many series she's watched.
I know. That's what's awesome about it.
Like, well, there was this one with the... Oh, wait,
and there was this other guy, and they were with this girl. But the mother didn't like it.
It's like, that seems to be the premise of all the K-dramas.
Yeah, pretty much.
Anyway.
But it works. It's like Shakespeare. Okay? Everything is pretty much a Midsummer Night's Dream in melodramas. This one loves this one, but this one doesn't love that one. But this one wants that one to love them, so they start plotting. And then there's usually some bumbling idiot that messes something up, and the truth comes out. It's a Midsummer's Night Dream, dude.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get into the reasons why I purchased an iPad 3.
So am I getting your old one?
No, you're not. I'm going to go into the reasons why I purchased...
Why am I not getting your old one?
Because my old one is going to continue to be the remote control for this, for my man cave.
Mom took mine.
Well, you know what? You didn't use it.
I was gonna.
You didn't. And you have a MacBook Air.
You do too.
I know. So?
So?
Buttons. Anyway, I actually use my iPad. Don't get all pouty face. Go ahead, make that
look. It's got such a cool decal on it that it's just gonna sit on your wall.
Correct.
And act as your fucking remote.
That's right. And media streamer. Because that's the thing that I stream my Slingbox to my TV from. That's what I stream my Crunchyroll to my TV from.
Two iPads. Two. Like, boom, iPads. Two. Just two. Just there. Two.
Are you okay?
Two.
Are you gonna be alright?
What's gonna happen when the iPad 4 comes out? What are you gonna do with three of them?
Well, then you can have one.
Which, don't tell me you're gonna give me the fucking one.
No. But you can have one. But I already have... things set up that are going to happen with this. I'm not going to leave my iPad 3 mounted to the wall. Because there's way too much going on in my iPad 3 that I'm going to use even more.
Wait a minute. Now you're getting an iPad 3.
Evermore is not.
Oh.
Yeah, never so mind. You can put that thought right back in your head.
Damn it.
Moving right along. moving right along. So I have an iPad 1. I did not upgrade and get an iPad 2.
Nope.
And so the iPad that you originally inherited that you didn't touch for a month, so we finally gave it to Eshmom.
Well, because she was using it. I was playing my games on it, but then she's like, I want to play Words of Friends, but I don't want to use it on my phone because I can't see. Whoa.
Time out. No, you weren't. It was sitting underneath the
TV. I would play Words of Friends at the table while she was watching her news.
Yeah, and then I'm Mary
Doopies. Yeah. Was all like, and then, I want to play Words of Friends with Mom. And Mom said, only if you put it on the iPad. And that's what started the Eshmom fucking iPod takeover coup thing.
iPad.
Because then she started playing
the iPad reprocurement program.
Yeah.
Okay, and then, but she used it every day for more than just games.
No,
because... Really?
No,
that's where the video addiction happened.
First it was Words of Friends, but then... Auntie Ash cheated, and she was like, fuck that shit.
Uh-huh. And then it turned into...
I want to watch stuff.
Yep. Yes. So first it was the Crunchyroll, then it was the Hulu Plus.
Oh, God. Then now she wants a fucking Crunchyroll account.
Yes, I know.
Fucking Crunchyroll. Oh, Eshmom, you're so cute.
In your digital addictions. Yep. K-mama, K-drama. Yep. I'm just gonna, just speak in Korean. I dream in Korean now because my bedroom is below her, so when she plays them at night while she falls asleep, I still hear them.
They play while she sleeps.
Okay, so I wake up sometimes and find myself going, oh, ma.
Ajima.
Bayane. Oh, ma.
Annyeong.
Yep. Thanks, Eshmom, for my Korean education.
So now I can say hello, what...
I'm sorry.
Miss, and I'm sorry.
And Mom. Okay, moving right along. Because it's not just about the drama with the mama. No. And it's not just about how old our mama is. Which, the fact that she's into so much nerdy stuff.
Now in her
just goes other to show half of life. That you're never too old to nerd out.
And you're never too old to troll.
That's true, because sometimes Mama be trolling the podcast. She's not in the club. She be trolling this podcast. Like, she says she doesn't want to be in the podcast. She says she doesn't want to do a podcast. But, you know, for somebody who don't want to...
She protests too damn much.
She show up in, like, a whole lot of episodes. Check it.
Now, before you start saying, oh my God, she's just bitter because she didn't get invited to E3. Yes,
you are bitter.
I am very upset that we didn't get invited to E3. Hold on. I can hear you!
Yeah, well, Mom's talking to me.
Well, tell her to go away.
Mute yourself if you're going to talk.
Rochelle says go away.
Hi, baby. How are you, sweetie cakes? I love you. I'm not gonna talk no more.
I love your mom.
That's going in the podcast.
You wanna grow my throat? What are you doing in here? You're doing a show.
She started clanking her dish.
Yeah. Oh, really?
This is me giving you the finger with this.
I'm gonna die.
Finger of love.
Yeah. And now.
I'm gonna go with not love.
Yeah, it wasn't very loveful.
You see, right?
A few of the games actually have staged area, you know, staged landscapes. But most do not. Will you please stop playing with your Nyko wig?
Sorry.
Focus. I'm trying to have a conversation here.
It's so bright, though.
Please try to have a conversation.
Okay.
Now remember, that's the color of hair that I have to yet braid into your head.
I know, I can't wait.
And I hope you didn't throw it away, because it was upstairs. No, it was upstairs totally, with Eshmom for the entire week.
It's still upstairs. Okay. Mom did not throw it away.
All right. I'm surprised. So, anyway, no. I'm surprised too, because I really thought you'd be like, oh, it disappeared by accident.
No, it's upstairs.
So when you see the movie, you can actually get a sense of exactly how painful it is that Abensaur's ring went to this puny human.
Mom! What? How many times do we have to say this? We're recording!
Yeah, we're listening.
We're listening.
Guess who's going to be on the show Zeno again. Says
hi. Hold on, Zeno. Are you done now? Is there something you want, Mom?
I believe she left.
Oh, well.
I swear to God. I swear.
Before the We're sorry, started. Zeno. She just totally walked in.
No, my mom does the same thing, too. Because it's her house.
Yeah, well, yeah. But she knows to text and be like, are you guys done yet?
Yep.
So the fact that she just rolled down like, yep. Hey, bitches, yo. You done?
Okay, okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah, look, moms is moms. Okay.
But there are new witnesses that are introduced and then some new locations, including the hangar at Howard Hughes' place.
Okay.
So evidently this Bruce Grease is there, so I don't know like how much detail you'll actually get to see it.
We'll find out.
But we'll find out, and I totally need to actually freaking borrow this game from you now and start playing it, because it's killing me inside. Arson. But yeah, it's pretty much another arson case, and I know that you're having difficulty with that right now.
Yeah, arson sucks!
Are you for real right now?
Why don't you say hi to everybody?
Yeah, why don't you say hi to everybody on the podcast?
Hello!
Now go. That's it. Because we're still recording.
How long is this going to take?
We're trying to finish up. But we keep, oddly enough, getting interrupted.
Not by me. I just now came down. I thought you all got lost or something.
No, we didn't get lost.
It was taking a while.
It
we
does.
We can't finish if you're going to sit
well,
here.
I got news, so y'all got to hurry up.
Okay, well, we'll hurry up.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, take the dog with you.
Let's go.
Come on, man. She was your mother first. I just want to point that out. You had her for 5 years before I rolled
five and
in.
A half.
Until I rolled up. So yep. That's your mom. Today, that is your mom.
Okay, focus, welcome, focus.
All right.
But, so I'm going to recommend Skyrim. You can pretty much find it at any retailer. You can find it on Best Buy and, you know, Amazon and stuff like that. I got my pricing from the Amazon/Best Buy sites. It will run you about $60 plus some tax.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you've got your one friend who has an awesome rig and is like, man, I can't wait for so-and-so to finish Skyrim so I can borrow his copy, fuck that twat in the face.
And what? Don't say it again.
F that guy.
In the face. And just leave it like that.
And gift this friend of yours.
Hold on. Let us pause because, obviously, you don't know that we're recording.
Say a word.
Mom, what do you
I
want?
I laughing out there. I only came in to listen. You could have kept going.
You broke my concentration.
You creep up in the joint and
because I didn't want to make any noise because we're recording.
You
what the hell?
Ma.
You freaked me out creeping up in the joint.
The door was locked. What'd you think was coming in, Santa?
I couldn't hear the door being
Santa when he used the chimney.
I got on headphones.
Boy,
I just look over and all of a sudden he is about
let
to creep around the corner.
Let me go.
Yeah. I'm serious. My heart's pounding.
Yikes.
Then you know it's working.
Oh, yikes, Rose.
It's not my fault you all paused.
You freaked me out.
You're a dick.
You scared me.
What were you talking about?
Did you swallow your gum?
No, I almost did. Seriously, she freaked me the fuck out.
Yeah, she does that. She does that.
I'm just staring and all of a sudden she's like, creep, creep, creep. I was like, what the fuck?
Jeez. Go back upstairs, Rose.
I came down to let Thomas in because he was locked out. Obviously, you all didn't see him out there.
No.
Yeah, we.
Do you not see my blinds closed?
Finish your show.
Oh, my God. I almost peed a little.
I peed a lot. Just kidding. Do not put that in the show.
Okay. Are you gonna ask me?
Yeah.
Esh Mom doing the creep.
Oh my God. Gee, I know. She scared the shit out of me.
Okay. Seriously.
No, I don't have to go to the bathroom.
That lady is a ninja.
That's where you get it
from. That's where I get it from. I didn't know that. See, I learned something this week, people. I'm not gonna tell you what it is.
See, I told you. You know, for somebody who don't want to be in the podcast, she in the podcast like a bunch.
We need to gorilla record her one day.
I know.
Like National Geographic style. Like hide a pile of clothes.
Like Esh Mom in the mist.
We'd have to get a fog machine, though, if we're going to do this.
We can take the Rock Band fog kit.
Oh my god. This way, what the fuck is this fog?
Why are there laser lights in my living room? Pew, 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 pew. She's like, it's, Mom, you're R. Kelly. Go.
She would pee at the camera. Feeling on your booty.
And as random as that is, it's just more randomness to come. Here are some pieces from Lord knows all over the place of just random bits of Esh Mom in our podcast.
Enjoy.
I'm going to go now because I think Mommy's home and I need to change my pants and go get fed.
Mommy's home so I can eat now because I made a boo-boo stinky in my pants. So
no, that's not it. See, we've been kind of being really lazy in terms of laundry. Since if I don't do laundry, none of it gets done. So I've been sleeping in, like, capri pants because she refuses to do laundry. I don't understand why. So, like, I just started
because you don't do anything else around the house, you might as well do the damn laundry.
Shut up. That's not true. I've been keeping the house very clean lately.
You don't work.
I know. You don't need to rub that in.
iMac all the time playing WoW. Well, who's paying for WoW?
No, it's still attached to my account that I have in my account. It's going towards WoW right now, bitch.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and who puts the money in your account? No. Who pays your credit card, bitch?
Mommy pays my credit card. But
thank you.
WoW is on my debit card, and my tax return right now is paying for my WoW. So, on that.
You know I'm recording all of this, right?
I don't care.
Okay. So, as long as you know.
Yeah.
Panda, what are you doing with your toast?
Well, I'm actually going to be really creative with my toast.
She's going to juggle it.
I cannot juggle toast.
Oh, I can juggle. I don't know if I can juggle toast, but I can juggle.
Since my toast is now cold and has the congealed butter, I'm going to kind of shape it into toast boomerangs and fling them at my mom.
That's so much fun. I love taking stale toast and chucking it off my back porch like a frisbee. I can get it wicked far. I'm good at toast frisbee.
I'm hoping that, like a boomerang, it may come back.
I don't think so.
I'll be like, it'll hit mom, and she'll be like, hey! And then I'll, you know.
It'll come back and hit you.
Let's be honest. If it hits mom, she'll be like, what the fuck?
Like, why are you wasting food?
Yeah.
Do I own anything?
Actually, in all honesty, she'll say, for fuck's sake!
Yep, exactly. Unless she's had her martini, because then she'll be like, it's raining food.
She'll be like, oh, toast. I should make some tea.
I know, you're...
My bitch's phone alarm just went off.
Whoa.
Yeah, I heard that. That was huge. Wow, I heard that vibrating.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's what kills me every time. Mom's like, oh, I didn't hear my phone ring. And I'm like, where the fuck was it? In China?
I know.
I'm like...
No, mom never hears it.
I know. She's deaf. I'm really worried about her. Because you girls heard that. And you're in another state. Just saying. Mom's kind of deep.
Yo, yo, yo. Yo. We broke 100. Yo, 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 yo.
Oh, it's just like that Basement Jack song. The one that goes, yo, 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 yo.
Yeah, that's what Esh Mom's ringtone for you is. Because every time you call, I'm like, what the hell is that? Oh, wait, it's Ninja. Like, Mom, Ninja's calling you.
Yes, yes. Well, I figured that was the best way to go. Although one of the things I'm going to be doing probably this weekend is making another ringtone. Because for anybody that's out there, before we get to the business piece, our mom really has difficulty hearing... Pretty much, I think, hearing anything in general, unless it's drinks are ready. shit you not. But
no, I know.
But what's really funny is no matter what phone she has and what ringtone we use, she just can't seem to hear it. Personally, I believe it's because she leaves her phone in her pocketbook in another room. But she swears that even when it is near her, she can't hear it. So I'm actually going to make a ringtone for her this weekend, which is literally just going to be my voice, maybe some drum and bass in the back, going, Mom, your fucking phone is ringing right now, so you should pick it up right now. Your fucking phone is ringing. You should pick it up right now.
Now. Hilarious. I would love a ringtone like that.
And I bet you, enough times being out in public, with that ringer going off,
she'd get better at answering it.
She'll get better at answering that phone, like, quick and in a hurry.
Yeah, because you can, like, add more and more swears as the ringtone goes on.
Exactly. And it's like, bitch, don't you hear this ringtone? I know you hear it. It's your phone. Shit, yeah,
but, no. But, you know, Eshmom would just be like, she's here?
Yeah, then she'd get totally distracted and go looking for you.
Well, and then I can
make another realize it was her phone.
Yes. I'm in your pocketbooks ringing your phone.
Like, I'm trapped in your phone. Let me out. Let me out.
I'm not this short, but damn it, I'm in the box. I'm in the box. Open it up.
Oh, my God. That reminds me of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes, Mike TV.
Mikey.
Yep. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. And hopefully she'll start picking up her phone.
That would be pretty cool. It might work.
I know that when I had my ringtone set as the Shauna song, I was getting some head. I was pretty quick to catch the phone by the time when it goes, I was getting some. Yeah.
I was getting some mail. I was getting the mail.
Yes.
I was getting groceries.
I was getting to pick up my phone. Okay, I'm pausing. What's up?
Because Mom is calling the phone and she's like screaming on the voicemail, so I need to call so she'll stop.
Okay.
So she's getting her hair done. She's like, Amanda, are you there? Are you there? Oh, Mom.
I keep muting myself because I keep talking to Josh.
Like, shut up, Josh. I'm trying to work.
Don't you know this is my day to actually do...
Like, no, Josh, this is my pot pie.
No, Josh, my pot pie! Josh! Mom! I'm gonna whoop my mama's ass.
Yeah, I know.
Damn well. Are you calling her?
Yeah, right now. But, like, she's gonna answer her freaking phone.
Because she can't hear it. I swear to God, I'm making that ringtone. I'm going into GarageBand, and I'm recording myself.
One more time, because she just called the house, so I know she used her phone. So, I do not want to deal with this right now. I don't. Answer your phone, mother.
Answer your phone.
What's today, Mom? Today's Friday, right? What time is it, Mom? It's 6 o'clock, Mom, on a Friday. I'm recording. Yeah, Rochelle's going to be pissed with you. She's pissed right now. Yes, I'd love a sandwich for dinner. Yes, but he's upstairs doing God knows what with God knows who. It's a joke, Mom. I don't know if Paul wants a sandwich. Why don't you call Paul's cell phone and ask him? I got to get back to the podcast now. Well, he is home. Yes, well, he's home. So call him on his cell phone and ask him. All right, bye. Okay.
Yelling at you on the voicemail to find out if you wanted a sandwich.
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to need a sandwich. Do you want a sandwich? Hello? Are you playing WoW? Answer me. Are you home? And I'm like... Oh my god. Mom.
Okay.
Well, she's like, what should I go ask to, you know, when I go out clubbing tomorrow? Should I go as a surly schoolgirl or a naughty one? So I'm like, well, can't you be both? And she's like, well, one doesn't wear panties. And I said, oh. So, I'm like, Mom. Because Mom's driving. I'm like, Mom, Rochelle's trying to
make me help her decide if she should wear panties to B-Bar tomorrow. She's like, she better be wearing panties.
Oh my god. That was
so great.
Fucking embellisher. What it said was that I was trying to decide if I should go as something just sultry or if I should go as a naughty schoolgirl. And so Amanda goes, well, can't you be both? And I said, well, not really, because if I'm going to be honest, one of those two doesn't wear panties. I didn't say that I wanted to go out not wearing panties. I'm just saying I can't be both because I can't be going out with no panties on. So then, put on the video chat, and here's Mom in the bathroom. You better have on your drawers tomorrow night. And I'm like, oh my god. Of course. So then I get a text message from Paul, and he's like, ooh, girl, don't you wear none. Mm-mm, that is fierce.
If you got a question for S Mom, shoot it to us as well. She's waiting to give you advice. I'm waiting to get her on audio saying, fuck.
Wait. Whoa, watch how you say that. You just said you can't wait to get her on audio so that. And then I heard fuck. I was like, what?
Because I can't wait to hear her say fuck.
Oh, okay. I was about to
Nobody says that word as hysterically as Esh Mom.
That's true. I completely concur.
Okay.
And then, Mom, so get this. I don't know if you were watching Twitter a couple of days ago, but I come home from work after the gym. So I come home at like 7. I go upstairs. I'm taking a nap because I'm kind of tired from the run and the lifting and stuff. And Mom's like yelling at me, and I go downstairs and she's like, man, I think I lost my phone. I'm like, so wait, you liquefied it, you made it fucked up, and then you lose it. She's like, I think it's in the car. Will you go down to the car and see? And I'm like, it's now like 7 o'clock. I mean, like 7:30, 8 o'clock. I'm like, you've been home for 2 hours knowing your phone is missing. And you did not go downstairs to check your car, but you figured you'd wait till I got home from work. And like if she had gotten me right when I'd come through the door, I wouldn't have had this issue. But the fact that she waited till I got comfortable to fuck my Christmas. Like, she waits. And I'm like, what the fuck, Rose? So she's like, I'm like, why didn't you go down and check? And she's like, because I knew you would do it. And I'm like, oh no, we're going to stop that behavior right now. So, of course, I put that on Twitter as a conversation. And then Alpha Box was like, oh, well, it's like, well, Amanda, you know, I think I left my beer in the car. Do you want to, like, go and get it? Oh, and while you're at my car, here's the keys. And go get me some ice for my beer. Thanks. And I'm like, you're an asshole.
And Mom was like, so is the guy in the back, like, a DJ? And I'm like, yes, Mom. She goes, is he that, like, famous? I'm like, throw his name out at Rochelle. She'll tell you.
David Guetta? Oh, my God. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
She's like, I don't get it. I'm like, talk to Rochelle. She's the music person.
So yeah. David Guetta is one of the best dance DJs in Europe.
Yeah. I know.
And he's just now breaking out over here. Don't know why it took so long.
She was like, is he good? I'm like, well, the fact that he's working with Will.i.am, Kelly Rowland, and like
Akon.
Yeah. I'm like, then yes, he.
Sexy bitch. Just say sexy bitch. She knows that song. David arranged that.
Wait, damn, she's a bad.
Yeah, sexy bitch. Yeah.
Well, I thought it was sexy chick. Oh, well,
that's the radio edit. The actual album version is sexy bitch.
Sexy bitch. Damn, she's a sexy bitch. Oh my god, I didn't know that. My mind has just expanded by like 3 knots.
No. All right, so that's the worst anime that you've ever talked about.
I've ever watched. And
congratulations.
I'm surprised I'm kind of glad it was only 3 episodes because I don't know if I could have handled more than that. Ash Mom at that point was like, I want to watch something happy. And I couldn't blame her at all.
What shit agree. Do you dig?
Okay, so I'm going to have to go with I dig Play a Monopoly. That's some good shit right there.
The actual board game?
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. Like the board game. Like,
putting it down on the table, getting the pieces out, making sure people aren't siphoning money, embezzling money from the bank.
Angel, don't you remember that Monopoly game that we played for like 3 years?
3 days?
No, we played that for months.
Easy. Okay, and it came home. No, dude, it was like 3 days. Okay, but it seemed like longer, and it's because Eshmom didn't want to stop playing because she had us beat within like 3 hours. But you wanted to keep playing, so she kept the game going for 3 days. Yeah, there's a competition in our family. It's hectic.
It's from the same guy who did
your mother. What?
No, because then we'd be Blasian.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with being.
No, I'd love to be Blasian.
You kind of look Blasian.
I know. I think I might be. I won't tell Mom if you won't.
I would think that she would know.
Maybe.
She
might be paranoid. You know, we have another instance of mom selection. Back at Christmas this year, she wanted to surprise me with, you know, because she already knew that I knew what I was getting for Christmas, and she wanted to give me something that I didn't know about. And mom, being mom, was on Amazon looking at animes and stuff, and, you know, saw this pretty cover.
Mom likes the Amazon.
Yeah, she does. And she's on Amazon, and she's looking through these animes, and I think now on Amazon, certain series that you can buy, they actually give you a preview of the first episode for you to get an idea of what the anime, which I think is a great idea.
Yep.
You know, and she was like, oh, she's like, it was a really great preview, and I can't remember its name. I think it had sisters in it. And I'm like, well, that doesn't say a lot. You know, but she didn't want me to figure it out. But she was like, I totally don't remember what it's called, and I wanted to get it, and I'm literally upset. You know, and I figured it out maybe 20 minutes after that.
She was really upset that she couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, so as soon as I figured it out, she's like, well, now I can't get it for you because you know. You know, so I was like, oh, well, I'm like, it looked interesting. I'm like, I would like to know more about it. And sure enough, several months later, it became available on Netflix.
It's going to get on my damn nerves. Oh, my,
you need to get a damn broom on your damn floor.
Well, bitch, I don't see you jumping up to sweep.
It ain't my house!
Oh, you don't sweep upstairs unless you get browbeat either.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know what? Unless you're trying to play mom up in my space.
I ain't.
To browbeat me into, like, sweeping my sheet.
I just see this light film.
Yeah, well, you know what?
It's like coating.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, that's what. So, don't even start shit.
Ooh, baby, baby. Baby, baby, baby.
Okay. All right. So, let's not even go there. And I damn sure I'm not sweeping it right now. I don't know
if you know this or not. Well, yeah, I know your foot's out of commission. We know. You've been talking about it all damn day.
Yeah, you know why? Because I told y'all I didn't want to go out in the first place and hobble around. Oh, don't make me stab you with a highlighter. Ooh-hoo. I will stab you in the fucking eye. You know, when you don't feel well and you don't want to move, you pick
me. That's right, and I bitch and I yell and I let you guys know I don't want to be fucking bothered. You know, you gotta put your foot down, because she'll walk.
Motherfucker, I did!
No, not hard enough.
Obviously not, because both of you are like, no, you gotta go, put on your clothes.
Yeah, you gotta fight that. You gotta learn how to be assertive.
Yeah, I
be
did. Ready?
Aggressive.
What? Aggressive. What other than... Have you not seen my foot? I don't want to walk on it. That's why I didn't go into work on Friday.
That's why you take my key to your apartment and Mom's key to the apartment, and you hide them until you're ready to come out.
Oh.
Sometimes you have to take extreme measures to get the point across.
That's a damn
shame. It's guerrilla warfare.
That's a damn shame.
You know, one time I didn't want Mom in my car, so I took my key away from her. Sometimes you gotta put your foot down, and you did not correctly or effectively put your good foot down. You didn't, and that's what happens, especially with the MOM. Mm-hmm. She's really good at that shit.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, guys, we survived the rapture.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, my God, we are here. Well, I mean, I knew I wasn't going.
First.
But I knew I wasn't going, and I do want to, you know, bring this up, but... Like, literally.
You weren't getting raptured?
I knew it. I knew I wasn't going to get raptured. But literally, the morning that the rapture was supposed to happen, I woke up because I had to go to work. And it was, you know, it's not really quiet on the street. Like, there's always cars and stuff coming up and down the street. You know that.
Yes.
And when I woke up at, like, 5 that morning, there was, like, nothing. Like, no birds were chirping, nothing.
and I'm
on the third floor. So I'm like, holy shit. Like,
did the rapture happen?
I was concerned. So I came downstairs.
And you turned on the TV to make sure the news was on.
I was looking for Eshdog, because usually when I come downstairs, Eshdog's got to go out. So I'm like, oh, she'll totally rush right up. nowhere to be found. So I'm like, oh,
the
no.
dog got raptured, but not me? No, no, is that no. what ran through your head?
I was like, holy crap, she went to dog heaven. So like, no, I'm going to check on Esh Mom, because if Esh Mom's here, rapture didn't happen. Because if anyone's going in this house, it's Esh Mom. She'll go. But I go in, I peek into her room, and I'm like, oh, nope, there's a body in there. Okay. All right. The rapture did not happen. Esh Mom is still safe and secure on Earth. Wonderful. And I got to breathe. But, yeah. But we're all here.
Yeah. So much for that.
I know.
I was looking forward. I thought that would make the weekend interesting. But
literally, I know somebody at my job went to our boss, who's really scary. We call her T-Rex. At the office when she's not around. Literally went to her office and said, if it's raining fire on Saturday, do you still expect us to attempt to come into work? Because he's very religious. So, I mean, I think he was actually being somewhat serious. And she's like, if it's raining fire, then yes, I will want you to make an attempt to get here. Now, mind you, if it was raining fucking fire, everything would be burning. So the last thing I'd want to do is walk into a brick building that's on fire. I might like Bertucci's, but I don't want to be a pizza. But regardless, rapture, Pucky. So the day that you're listening to the Boston Bastard Brigade, you're also going to be, well, actually, no offense,
you might
bastards,
not be listening.
You're probably
to the
not
going to
listen to them
because
you'll be playing Gears.
You'll be playing Gears
at midnight,
right?
Man, I'm getting mine right at midnight. I'm going straight.
Are
to
you going to the midnight?
I'm going
lunch?
On Monday midnight to my GameStop. I'm getting it, and I'm just, you know, sorry, Mom. I'm like, I know you got to get up in 6 hours, but I got to bang out some of these chapters because,
dude,
it's
use
one
your
of the
Astros.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Yeah. But still. No, because the lights and stuff. She's actually really sensitive to lights. So she'll be like, Panda, are you awake? And I'd be like, grenade!
Poor Esh.
It's like, oh, I can't reload. I jammed it. And we can convince Mom to go to Cheesecake Factory because I told him, like, you need to buy Rochelle her cake. My mom's like, I should only have to buy her half a cake because she
no,
ate half
she
of
need
it.
No, I didn't eat half of it. I ate 2 bites of it and put it back.
She
That's
like,
why I was disappointed.
She ate half of it, you know. And I'm like, no, she Mom,
no,
it
I
matter.
Did not.
You did not have the right to eat her cake, and you ate her cake.
She ate my motherfucking cake.
Bitch ate cake. Bitch ate your cake. Bitch ate your cake. Eating cake, bitch.
Come on, you said you'd go with me and Mom. I know, but I really want to just take a nap.
You're not really going to take a nap.
I actually really do want
no,
to take a nap.
No, you're not going to take a nap.
I didn't get a lot of sleep last night because I was afraid.
Sleep in the car. Sleep in the vehicle.
You're not going to let me sleep in the vehicle because you're going to be playing music and talking about and bullshitting. I know how we
that's,
do.
That's
I know
how, that's
we
how
do.
Our family.
I know how we do.
That's how our family operates.
I know. So there's no sleeping in the car. You know when you can sleep in the
no,
car?
No, you know how
when
you
sleep you're drunk?
No, you know how you sleep in the car? You tune that shit out. I do it all the time. Mom will be talking about like, yeah, Mom wasn't listening.
I know, and then you get pissed when you find out later that shit's going down and we're like, we asked you.
I know, like, I wasn't that mentally there. But see, it is.
That's not my fault.
It's like a Jedi mind trick. You just gotta learn, turn it off. Like a light switch. It's a neat little panda trick. Turn it off!
Oh my Christ.
Esh Mom was blabbing.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it right now.
Okay. So we were contacted by Securaphone.
Okay.
And they're releasing an app for the iPhone and the Android iOSs
mm-hmm.
That pretty much will allow a user to make an account with Securaphone and allows any phones that are attached to this particular account to be monitored and be able to be located. Kind of like a Find My iPhone.
Right.
But it doesn't just, you know, adhere to just your iPhone. It can go to Android phones, too.
So and you could have one account maybe be tracking 6 or 7 phones.
6 or 7 phones. And
okay.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I don't know how I feel about that.
That's what I got a little, like, a little red flag flapping in the breeze in the back of my mind when I was reading about this.
Did it go, eh-oh.
Well, especially because I'm already being tracked on my phone.
Yeah. Because somebody doesn't like to answer their phone.
Sometimes
or
I like to go, I like to go radio silence.
Yeah, well, guess what? Sometimes that's not appropriate.
I know.
Okay.
Like, every
you know,
day.
You know who you shouldn't have radio silence from?
My mom.
Yeah! You wanna know why?
Because if I get hurt, then she won't know.
Right. And so she wigs out. And then goes, have you heard from your sister? Have you talked to your sister? And then I got to go out on the Twitter and go, I got to put out an APB for Pandalicious. Anybody talk to her on Twitter or Facebook in
after,
the last hour?
After 3 p.m. today.
Could you hit her up and blow up her phone so she'll actually return her family's phone calls? Thanks. Smiley face.
Anyway. So, I mean, this
How many times have I had to do that now?
Once. Twice. Twice.
Thank you. All right, please continue.
What if you're making food, but you want to watch TV? If you have the monocle, it depends on what the radius of the ping between your TV and your monocle. Because I'm going to say monocle, because I wouldn't want to wear, unless I was, like, watching a movie and wanted to, like, you know, take a tinkle or something, but didn't want to miss it, didn't want to pause it, then I'd want full vision. But, I mean, if, say you're reading a book. Oh, Eshmum. Let's take Eshmum.
Oh, God.
We're complaining to Eshmum that we're hungry because we're her daughters and it's her, like, obligation in life to feed us.
Nurture and develop.
Nurture and provide sustenance for her offspring. Eshmum doesn't want to leave her iMac.
Her iComputer. Her iComputer. Her I do be on that computer all the time.
Oh, bye. Anyway, so finally we decide we buy Mom this smartphone monocle. And she doesn't have to leave because, say, the radius is big enough for her to be able to watch it on the monocle while she's cooking dinner.
I gave Eshmob an Apple TV and hooked it up to her kitchen TV so she could sit in the kitchen and stream her stuff to the big
TV. Do you know how many times she forgets how to turn that shit on? Yeah, anyway.
You think she's going to wear a...
Like actually, I think it'd look cool because then she'd look like a Terminator.
She'd look like the Borg.
Yep. She would. Actually, that'd be awesome. I might need to buy into this. But anyway. So I mean, in theory, I think...
Why am I laughing like Burt Reynolds?
I don't know.
I've spent a lot of time last week actually being sick. Which, typically what I do when I'm sick, I do one of two things.
You watch Rio.
No. Although I do... Alright, so...
You do three things.
I do one of three things. Okay, I either watch really, really bad, like, slapsticky and or just bad movies because they're fun. Okay? So I'll watch, like, Kung Pao and Dude, Where's My Car? Because I feel bad and stupid laughs.
What does mine say?
Dude! Exactly. You know, stupid laughs when you're not feeling well can make you feel better. So I will watch, like, a slew of, like, bad movies. Or I'll watch a slew of really cutesy movies. So that's, you know, stuff like Rio, or, you know, stuff from that bring up nostalgia. So, like, Labyrinth, and Princess Bride, and Neverending Story, the first one, and Dark Crystal, or Fraggle Rock, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That makes me feel like a kid again, and makes me feel warm, and, you know, cuddly. Or I'll marathon anime that I haven't watched before. I'll just pick one. I'll just marathon it.
I marathon on good and bad days.
Okay, and I like doing the anime marathons because, one, you know, having the conversation going on, you know, because typically I'm, you know, by myself because I'm not wanting to infect anybody else with my disease.
That's right. Eshmom infected the house.
I know. So she pretty much took down.
You could have totally come upstairs.
Let's be fair. Who infected Eshmom?
I infected Eshmom.
Okay, so you were ground zero.
I was patient zero.
For pestilence within the land of Esh.
Damn.
You were the carrier of the plague.
I was the first zombie.
Okay. And it just ran rampant through our household.
Yeah, but even affected our tenant.
Yeah, it hit Eshtom.
Yep.
Even Eshdog was like, bed.
I know.
Which is funny, because she's hyper. Well, there you have it. Another tribute to Eshmom. And her random appearances. Bountiful appearances. Plentiful appearances.
Momiful.
Momiful appearances on our podcast this year. I can't wait to see what happens next year. Lord only knows. Probably gonna get her cussing more, I imagine, because fuck is her favorite word.
Just like cocksucker is yours.
No, I've kind of switched, yeah. I mean, you know,
it was like your favorite word.
You change. Now it's fuck muffins.
I think mine is still fuckstick.
Fuckstick is good.
Thank you, Claudia Black.
Yeah.
Or writer for Claudia
Black. And this is how we make sure that all of our episodes end up with the explicit tag.
Yeah. So make sure that you check us out on the web to see our reviews, read them, interact with us, let us know what you think, what you're interested in on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use our short address, which is
ESH.co. That's ESH.co. The short address will bounce it along when you check out any articles that are written within the week. All questions and comments should go to our Facebook page. Like us, be a friend, a fan of us over at Land of Esh. We haven't even hit 200, guys, and I'm really sick of telling you guys what you guys should have done, like, years ago. So do it.
Years.
But if you don't want to do that right away and you happen to have an iTunes account, you can find us on iTunes.
That's right. Search the iTunes Music Store or the Microsoft Marketplace for Electric Sisterhood, either all one word or as separate words, and hit the beautiful little subscribe button that appears to ensure that you will get our podcast episodes the moment that we put them out on the interweb for your consumption. But if you're not living La Vida I or down with the Microsoft Marketplace,
then you can plug us into any RSS reader or any podcast search engine. But while looking for us, you should look for the other shows that fly underneath our banner.
That's right, because we're not the only thing that makes up the Land of Esh. Oh, no. While we have new podcast episodes that go out typically on Mondays, you can follow our show up on Tuesday with a brand new episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade podcast, hosted by our homeboy King Baby Duck, where they talk about games and gadgets and
gizmos.
No, they don't really do a lot of gizmos, but they do a lot of
They've talked music. About gremlins.
See, you stopped my flow mid-sentence, because I have no response for that. I have none. But they do sports and entertainment and music and
movies.
They
like sports and they don't care who knows.
On Wednesday, you can follow that up with an episode of the Geek Agro Podcast where they talk about gadgets and gizmos aplenty, as well as technology, which is hosted by our homeboy, Deuces Wild. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I did that. Bite that finger. And for the rest of the week, taking care of your nerd needs, there's all the stuff that we write about on our respective websites. You can find it at our portal, landofesh.com. You can interact with us on Facebook, facebook.com/landofesh, to ask us questions, suggest things for us to check out that you would like us to review or weigh in with our opinion on.
With gadgets and gizmos galore!
Stop it. Who knows when we'll have giveaways? I do. And you can like us and interact with them for sure. There's all the stuff that we have on our Twitter, which you can find all of the team members that make up the Land of Esh by visiting my page, twitter.com/ninjasister, and checking out the Land of Esh list. I highly suggest that you follow everyone on that list because they're pretty cool, and your Twitter feed will increase in coolness by +15.
Be a part of our world. And kiss the girl. Under the sea.
I'm gonna poke you. You're not gonna like it. It's not gonna be a Facebook poke. Yeah, that's right. That's the face to make audio podcast gold. So with all of that, I gotta ask you, Panda, what shit you digging this week?
Sunshine and rainbows?
Really, sunshine and rainbows, huh?
That's mothers and unicorns.
And unicorns. Sunshine,
rainbows. And land sharks.
And land sharks. All right.
What are you digging this week?
Well, I'm digging Mom. I mean, that's number one.
She's a land shark.
I don't know that Mom's a land shark.
She's a land shark.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because I kind of thought she was a unicorn.
Unicorns are horses in land shark costumes.
Are you sure about that? But I am also digging the fact that online ordering from Godiva.com, you are still able to do the late order to make sure that it arrived for Mom's Day. So Godiva, thanks for that. Hurt you! As always, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Love you, Mom. Make sure that you take care and say thanks to your moms, guys.
Make sure they take their ginkgo biloba. It's worse than a helicopter mom. It's a trolling mom. That's why I'm so glad Mom's not on Facebook. Because she would, like, comment.
She would comment on everything. That's why she was like, oh, Carol's daughter's on Facebook? I need a Facebook. I'm like, Ma, you don't need a Facebook.
You don't need a Facebook.
You don't need a Facebook.
But I need to know all the latest about...
No, you don't need... I'll tell you. You don't need to be on Facebook. I'll tell you.
Amanda, why did you say you were going out when you told me you were going to stay home? Damn it, Mom. Stop going on my fucking Facebook.
That's why Mom can't get on Facebook.
Nope.
Mom can't be on Facebook.
Because there go all your sexy pictures.
Yay!
Like Rochelle.
No, I just have to make it so that her account can't see him. You can do that shit.
I know you can, because you're like, God. Right.
No, you just go into your privacy prayer. You just have to read for comprehension.
Oh, new drama fever stuff, better tell mom.